This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, Thanksgiving Eve edition of the show. As always, it's open phones where you can take control of the airwaves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you may Skype in to the show at Skype username lrn.fm. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Of course, all kinds of stuff in the news to talk about coming up. Daryl, you wanted to talk about Obama saying he can't pardon pardon Edward Snowden.
I wish it was President Snowden.
That would have made an interesting election had Snowden.
Yeah, he's not old enough.
Really? How old is he?
He's only 34. You've got to be 35.
I didn't realize he was that young.
Yeah.
So anyway, could he pardon Snowden? He says he can't, even if he wanted to. We'll talk about
liar.
Yeah, I bet you're right about that. Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us, though, is 855-450-FREE. And last night, we were discussing briefly, and we didn't really get into the full story from the BBC, this video. And I don't know if you've seen it, Daryl, the video of a Chinese independent candidate who has qualified for the ballot in China.
Which is something that's incredibly difficult to do.
Well, apparently she only had to get like 10 signatures, but to get 10 people who are willing to actually put their name behind someone who's not of the Communist Party is the difficult part to do. And they
Right, because, you know, as people that listen to the show often know, I'm fascinated by elections.
Yes.
And there's not, you know, very many people that ever wind up running as an independent candidate in China.
So I didn't realize you paid close attention.
It's impossible to run as a candidate other than the Communist Party with a label. So you could not have a label next to your name.
You're either with the Communist Party or you're an independent candidate.
Correct.
Okay.
And there are
New Hampshire's not that different.
There are very few people that ever run as independent candidates. Because, right, as you said, it's difficult to find people that are willing to go against the Communist Party.
Right. So I'm going to pick up that story because I think it's an interesting piece. And the video is particularly outrageous. We actually had one caller last night who said he thought the video was fake, but I'm pretty sure that this was a legit presentation. It was the BBC. They sent a reporter out to the outskirts of Beijing to meet Liu Huzhen, who is a 45-year-old woman who wants to take part in the election. She's gotten the 10 nominations from fellow citizens that, according to Chinese law, are needed to allow her name to go forward for inclusion on the ballot as an independent candidate, but she's not out campaigning. Instead, she's living under constant surveillance. And as they approached her front door, it was quickly surrounded by a group of unidentified men who stood in silence, blocking the news crew's way. He reached over one of their heads and was able to knock on the door. She then appeared in the doorway, and as she began to answer his question about why she was running as an independent candidate, she was going to say something about exercising her democratic right, the thugs pushed the door shut and leaned against it. She then made an attempt to open a window, but that too was forced shut, and she was prevented from speaking to the news crew.
And what was this candidate's name again?
Liu, L-I-U, Huizhen, H-U-I-Z-H-E-N.
Okay. Not the person that I just pulled up a news article from. Apparently there's another independent candidate in China that is currently being held in police custody after a quote-unquote accident.
Yeah, that's why I say I'm surprised this video wasn't more violent than it actually was, but it progressively gets more and more intense as it goes on. So you've got a group of men, probably about 10 strong, that make a kind of a half circle around the front door of the woman's home, and then more men arrive to back them up shortly thereafter. So apparently China has like a 5 times yearly nationwide voting exercise, and it's Beijing's turn this week. Early next year, according to state-run media, 900 million people in China will have cast their ballots, and as a result, more than 2.5 million deputies will take their seats in thousands of local so-called People's Congresses. Those local deputies will in turn elect the city and provincial-level congresses above them, and so on all the way to the very top. So these local polls are the only chance most Chinese people get to vote, but there's a crucial unofficial caveat. It is the Communist Party that decides who gets on the ballot.
Yes.
For the vast majority of would-be independent candidates, the task of obtaining the requisite 10 nominations is made so difficult that their quest for office is over before it even begins. We arranged to meet another election hopeful, 59-year-old Yi Jingchun, at her apartment complex in Beijing. The residence committee has called a meeting to introduce the approved list of candidates, which Ms. Yi is not on, and we're hoping to speak to her after the meeting is finished. This time, it is a police officer who is there at the entrance waiting for us. We are not allowed in, and Ms. Yi is not allowed out. But a few hours later, we do manage to catch up with her. She tells me they were polite. Standing on the pavement outside of a shopping mall, she said, but I couldn't leave the room. There were more than a dozen of them. Her motivation for wanting to stand is a simple one. She says, quote, I was once trying to find my own local delegate, and I could not. I didn't even know who he was. So I told myself if I become a delegate, I could serve people who are at the bottom of society, who really need their delegates' help, and I would not be a puppet, she said. It's a noble calling, one that would be recognized by those who choose to represent their local communities the world over. But here, it's little more than a futile aspiration. Ms. Yi tells me that, quote, first of all, we need to get the nomination forms, which are extremely difficult to get. In fact, the community officer warned residents not to nominate me. So there might be a punishment for those people who are seen signing these nomination forms. That's why it's very, very difficult.
Sounds accurate.
10 signatures. There's been scant coverage of the local elections in China's state-run media beyond the usual bald facts and figures. Nevertheless, an altogether different kind of election, a long way from China, has been occupying the Communist Party propagandists. China's journalists have had full, unfettered access to America's open system of democracy and have used that access to full effect. They've covered the U.S. election as a case study in all that is wrong with Western democracy. The dissatisfaction with elites, the bitter, divisive nature of the campaign, and the concerns over media bias and corporate influence. And Chinese readers of this Communist Party-led reporting have been constantly reminded that they should think of themselves as lucky. The U.S. campaign has been described as circus-like, a chaotic political farce, and a train wreck. Of course, some of those sentiments could very well be written from the pens of Western journalists. That, though, is the point. Democracy is recognized even by its strongest proponents as flawed and vulnerable to manipulation, but that does not necessarily make it worse than the alternatives. Public dissent, social discord, and simmering resentment of the ruling classes are not unique to America or Britain, and the thuggery and heavy-handed controls are signs that behind the supposed political unity of China's one-party state lies a deep unease. It springs from the knowledge that even one independent candidate presents a threat to the very premise on which the whole system is based. There is no reciprocal open invitation to foreign media to freely observe, report, and comment. And outside of Ms. Liu's house, the thugs have had enough. The group, now some 20 or 30 strong, grab at our coats and drag us roughly down the road to where our car is parked. And that's what happens at the end of the video.
Aside from, you know, being assaulted in China for being an independent candidate, is it really that different in the U.S. to where we have the illusion of having two parties,
mm-hmm.
but it's really two factions of the same party? It's the ruling duopoly.
Right.
Posing as two factions.
And it's super hard for candidates of third parties here to qualify for the ballot, just
yes.
like it is in China. In China, the difficulty is getting anyone to sign your sheets because they're worried about some sort of fallout for that. They're worried about being targeted by the Communist Party, by these thugs who are literally watching. They're basically staking out the homes of the independent candidates.
Right. The violence is a little more visible in China.
Right.
Well, whereas here, I remember reading something, there was, I think it was the Speaker of the House in New Hampshire about a decade ago, maybe, had signed a petition to get the Libertarians on the ballot and then was targeted of, we're going to remove you as the Speaker.
Because he
Just
broke
because,
ranks.
Right, he broke ranks by saying, I'm okay with more people being on the ballot.
So, yeah, I mean, it's just a difference in degrees, really. And it's nice that, at least here in New Hampshire, the Libertarian Party has finally qualified for ballot access for the first time in 20 years.
Hopefully we can keep it.
Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, so I just wanted to share the rest of that story to give you a little taste of what it's like in China. We'll put the video up. It's on our Facebook page from a few nights ago. This is Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We'll go to your calls and thoughts. You can bring up anything that you want. And then coming up, Edward Snowden What is Barack Obama's excuse for not pardoning him? He says he can't. Daryl's got that story. We'll get into it. Plus, the Libertarian Party has finally teamed up with Free Talk Live after more than a decade. Really was surprised that we were able to make this happen, especially to give away free memberships as well. Special offer for Free Talk Live listeners. If you've been thinking about getting involved in the National Libertarian Party, then why pay them for it? You can go and join for free, and you can go and be a delegate at their convention and try to move it in maybe a more principled direction. That's what I'd like to see. You can go to lp.org/FTL, or maybe you want to try to water down the Libertarian Party. You can also get a free membership at lp.org/FTL.
Please actually be a libertarian.
I would hope that real libertarians would join up. And now if you've, you know, if the excuse has been you don't want to pay them, well, now you don't have to, thanks to the deal that we negotiated. So lp.org/FTL for your free Libertarian Party national level
membership.
And
that does have to be lowercase.
The lowercase FTL, correct. All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Neil is listening in Arizona to K-Talks. Hey, Neil, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, how you doing today?
Good. What's on your mind?
I want to talk, and I've heard this on numerous talk radio shows, about pardoning Edward Snowden. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. In order to be pardoned, don't you have to have been tried and convicted of a crime? Or does Edward Snowden just need a presidential order, immunity from prosecution?
Richard Nixon had not been convicted and was given a full pardon by Gerald Ford. Most of the Vietnam War drafters had not been convicted of anything and were given a full pardon by Jimmy Carter.
So what does that mean?
On Jimmy Carter's first day.
Does that mean that any kind of charge would then just be dropped with prejudice?
Yes. Be dropped and cannot ever be brought back up.
Gee, I'm just not sure, guys, but I thought a pardon would be for a conviction, and immunity from prosecution would mean he would never be tried for it.
Yeah, I mean, I could understand why you would think that. I would have thought the same thing here before the last 30 seconds. So
right, so if somebody has been charged with something, the chief executive could give a full pardon, which then does give immunity of you cannot be charged with this. But it, you know, wipes it completely away as if it never happened.
Okay, well, just something to think about.
Firmly, I believe
Edward Snowden deserves, because I don't think he was a traitor.
Absolutely. The guy's a hero. Hey, thanks, Neil, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. What is the story, Daryl, and where's it coming from?
This comes from Ars Technica. And it's talking about the campaign that's currently going on at, I believe, pardonsnowden.com or .org.
All right.
So the campaign to pardon Edward Snowden launched in combination with the release of the Oliver Stone film about Snowden. And they say it hasn't made any headway. The request spurred the entire membership of the House Select Committee on Intelligence, 13 Republicans and 9 Democrats, to send a letter to President Obama urging against a pardon, saying he's a criminal. Obama did weigh in on the matter. During his tour of Europe, he was interviewed by Der Spiegel, the largest newspaper in Germany, a country where Snowden is particularly popular. After discussing a wide range of issues, he was asked, just flat out, are you going to pardon Edward Snowden? Obama replied, I can't pardon someone who hasn't gone before the court and presented themselves, so that's something that I would comment on at that point. Adding, quote, I think that Mr. Snowden raised some legitimate concerns. How he did it was something that... Yeah, this is my Obama voice. That did not follow the procedures and practices of our intelligence community. If everybody took the approach...
Yeah, he tried that, actually, if I'm recalling correctly. He actually tried to go through the procedures and practices.
So did Thomas Drake and pretty much everybody else that Barack Obama has prosecuted with espionage.
And they sidelined his concerns and basically told him to screw off. And so he went through the media, he went through WikiLeaks, and went through some of the major media.
If everybody took the approach that I make my decisions about these issues, then it would be very hard to have an organized government or any kind of national security system. At the point at which Mr. Snowden wants to present himself before the legal authorities and make his arguments, which, by the way, he can't do when you're charged with espionage, you are prohibited from presenting an actual defense of yourself.
Of course.
That's why Chelsea Manning is in prison for 35 years.
And he knows all of this. I mean, this guy is an attorney. You know, he's very well aware that what he's saying is total BS.
Obama then continues, then I think those issues come into play, the whole why he did it. Until that time, what I've tried to suggest both to the American people, but also to the world, is what we do to balance this issue of privacy and security. Now, Ars Technica responds by saying, when Obama says he can't pardon Snowden, maybe he meant the word won't, mm-hmm. unless circumstances somehow change. Presidents have historically issued pardons even when no court or prosecutor has taken action. This was pointed out by Noah Yocott, who directs the Pardon Snowden campaign. Quote, the president can pardon anyone. Richard Nixon had not even been indicted when Gerald Ford issued a full, free, and absolute pardon unto Richard Nixon for all offenses against the United States which he, Richard Nixon, has committed or may have committed or taken part in over the course of his presidency. Nor had the thousands of men who had evaded the Vietnam War draft who were pardoned unconditionally by Jimmy Carter on his first day in office. And as part of the Iran nuclear deal negotiated by Obama, he pardoned three Iranian Americans who had been indicted but had not yet stood trial.
So it is pardonsnowden.org, by the way. I went ahead and checked that out, and I'm sure it's going to basically be a complete waste of time at this point for anyone to sign this, but it doesn't hurt, I suppose.
Doesn't hurt, and Obama has pardoned more people than the previous 11 presidents combined.
Sure, but the average, and he deserves credit for that, and we have talked about those stories in the past. He's let some drug offenders out, for instance.
Yes.
He's
now crossed over the 1,000 pardon mark.
Kudos to him for doing that, but, Edward Snowden, unlike your average drug dealer, made the government look bad.
Right. So did Ross Ulbricht.
Yeah. And they can't just allow that to happen.
I'm just pointing out, he has been making some pardons, so, just somebody working at the White House, if you could slip that one in the next stack of 79
as he's signing them.
Dealers that he's pardoning, just have the Edward Snowden one in there.
He'll never know.
Yeah, he'll never know.
Not a bad idea. Unfortunately,
I'll even buy you a cookie.
Unfortunately, it's highly unlikely. I wouldn't get my hopes up. It's likely that Edward Snowden is going to have to stay in exile for the rest of his life.
Yeah, a country that he's only in because the United States State Department revoked his passport mid-flight after he left Hong Kong.
So the only thing that he's got going for him here is that Obama is the lame duck at this point. So he can do things now that he otherwise wouldn't do. I don't know if it was you or Mark who thought that there might be a chance he'll shut down Guantanamo Bay by the time he's out of office, which is one of his original campaign promises.
Toll-free number. Republicans in Congress will never let that happen.
Yeah, I don't think he would even try anyway. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up anything that you want. You can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty, then FreedomsPhoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. We were talking about the question of whether or not Barack Obama will pardon Edward Snowden. There have been a number of, big name folks who've come out in favor of Snowden. I saw a headline that 20-something authors or something like that, like big name authors, have signed the Pardon Snowden the petition over at pardonsnowden.org, and you can do that as well. 31 authors, according to the Los Angeles Times, but Barack Obama is saying that he can't do it. Unfortunately, German media that was interviewing him?
Der Spiegel.
They didn't press him when he said he couldn't. They did ask him, and kudos to them for doing that, about whether he would pardon Snowden. He responded that he can't do it, and would have been nice had they said, well, here's all the examples of in the past, like Richard Nixon
right.
being pardoned, where, so yeah, you can. Actually, there's plenty of precedent for it. Would have been nice to have a follow-up question on that, but
right.
nonetheless. Here we are. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts, though. We've got Mustafa on the line calling us from Sierra Leone on Skype. Hello, Mustafa.
Hello, good afternoon. How are you over there?
It must be the middle of the night where you are, right?
Yes, we are presently 12:35 a.m. in Sierra Leone, and I'm with my PIO, Lansford. You can just say hi as well.
You are with the who?
My PIO, that's my public information officer.
Public information officer. Now, you actually called into, I believe it was Cody O'Connor's show a few nights ago, and off the air live. It was the first time that I'd ever gotten the chance to hear you, because I know that you've tried calling Free Talk Live in the past, and it's just the time zones hadn't really worked out correctly, so I'm glad to finally get you. What you had told us at that time was that you were with a libertarian group there in Sierra Leone. What was the name of the organization?
Its name is the Sierra Leone Liberty Group.
Sierra Leone Liberty Group.
Yeah.
And Sierra Leone, I remember when we were looking at the list of countries as far as what is the most economically free country, it used to be down toward the very bottom of the pack. It's sort of moved up a little bit since then, but still one of the least free countries in the world. Obviously there's a lot that we can talk about as far as what things are like there, but what would you want to share with our listeners as far as what life is like for a libertarian living in this fairly unfree place?
Oh, well, it's not easy, like you are talking. It's really, really hectic, and it is not easy to share the libertarian movement message to the people down here, because, things is not easy, and at the same time, it is not easy to take, the message down to the people, especially, the education level in the country is really, really bad. At the same time, we are just from the Ebola outbreak, so we are trying our level best, but we are libertarian movement, and we don't believe in charity. We believe in, giving knowledge to people, and because, we believe that, giving the knowledge to people, can bring them back. And, we are trying to see how we can share the libertarian movement message, because we just done our first cross-border event between Ghana and Sierra Leone. That is the Sierra Leone Liberty Group and the Institute of Liberty and Policy Innovation.
So how was it that you personally came across the ideas of freedom, the ideas of liberty? What was your story?
Oh, well, my story was so ethic, with my guys down here, I have my co-founder, but then I was browsing online. His name is Danny McLaughlin, he's in Washington, D.C. So, it helped us a lot, by then when we are fighting, the Ebola outbreak, that is by 2014. So, we tried to set up the libertarian movement by then when the Ebola was striking. So what we decided to do, we decided to see how we can come up with a Bitcoin website called Bitcoin Against Ebola. We have people donate Bitcoins, and we use those BTC. Yes, we use the Bitcoins to help the Ebola victims, that is people that, that was being quarantined for 21 days. So, we help them with different foods, items, and other stuff with those guys donating. And, in that same, within the same years of that Ebola fight. So,
To clarify, you found the ideas of liberty during the Ebola outbreak, or you come to them before that?
No, we found it before the Ebola outbreak. I found the libertarian movement before the Ebola outbreak.
How did you find it? Was it online, or was it someone you met in person in Sierra Leone?
No, I met a mentor online called Danny McLaughlin. So, we are chatting online back then. So, he bring the libertarian movement to me. So, I said, okay, I will go about this stuff. So, We registered a movement, and I bring different guys on board, and presently I have my guys set up team, and presently with me I have my public relation officer Lansford Macklin is with me, and he can say hi to you as well.
So we've actually been contacted by a gentleman in Cameroon, which is to the southeast of Sierra Leone. And we had some interesting conversations with him. His name's Akko. We've talked to him a couple of years ago now, and there's a movement of some freedom-loving people there. They actually want to secede the English-speaking portion of Cameroon from the rest of Cameroon. And you know, he kind of told us about how difficult life can be there. Like just even being in a place with internet access is kind of unusual. What's that? What's it like there in Sierra Leone? Is it? Have you ever been to Cameroon? Is it very, very different? Is it worse? Do you know?
No, well, like, you know, I've never been to Cameroon. I've been in Ghana. Like, the situation in Ghana is better. Because, like, the Ghanaians, their internet is better. And for us in Sierra Leone, you know, just because, like, you know, if you check our population, we have, like, 7 million population of the country. But, you know, like 1.5 million out of that 7 million population is only using internet.
Okay.
But like when you go through, yeah, when you go through the provincial areas, people are not using internet like too much, and you know it is very, very challenging in Sierra Leone to pass message. Like you know, we mostly using the WhatsApp, but like people don't even have access to use Skype and other social media as well.
Do you have to pay in advance for, like in, I know in Cameroon you have to buy airtime, you have to buy gigabytes, you have to buy the data in advance of being able to even get online. Is it like that there too, where you're paying a cell phone company to get access?
Yeah, it's so epic, and you know, it's not easy to get an internet in Sierra Leone. So like, it is costly really. For now, like I'm using a MiFi. We are like, I'm paying every day. It's like you can pay something like $2 to $3 every day, and it's like 24 hours. But what happens is like sometimes the internet is so bad you can buy it and you can't even use it sometimes.
Jeez.
You know, yes, it's so bad. And then I have so much of my guys, you know, having the same challenges, you know, by you know using the internet. So it's not easy for the light electricity. It's like it's like intermittently. It's like sometimes we have light, sometimes we don't have light. Mm-hmm. Really challenging. You know, it's not easy. Your account, we are, you know, like one man cannot live by $1 a day in Sierra Leone. It's like $1 people cannot live in Sierra Leone. And, you know, in terms of food, it's like people cannot eat 3 times a day. So it's really, really challenging, you know, to be in this part of the world.
So do you have to travel from where you live to go get internet? Because I know Akko, the listener that we have down in Cameroon, he has to travel like an hour one way just to be able to use the internet. So are you able to use it in your hometown?
Oh, yes. As for me, yes, I can use it in my hometown.
Well, where do you live? Do you live in Freetown, the capital, or are you somewhere else?
No, I'm living out of the capital in the western part. I'm a village. I live in the rural area.
Mustafa, hang on. We're going to continue if you've got time. I know it's expensive. Hang on.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-929-5733. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-929-5733. 1-800-929-5733.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're on with a gentleman who is in Sierra Leone, where it's actually past midnight right now. So he's up late to call into the show here tonight. I'm glad he's taken the time to do that, because I know it's, as you were telling us, Mustafa, it is hard to sometimes have reliable power there in Sierra Leone, as well as internet access is not exactly easy to come by. You're in the city, though. You're in Freetown, so it's more accessible there than elsewhere. You said you're out on the western side of Freetown. Is that right?
Yeah. I'm the western part of Freetown, in a village called Godrich Village.
It's a great name for a city, Freetown, but I suspect it is not as free as they would like you to believe.
Yeah, well, like, you know, before, you know, during the colonial days, you know, our country was named Freetown because, like, people that came from this colonial time, you know, after they have already worked in the United States and different parts, you know, after they came back, you know, they decided to name our country the Freetown, because like, they think that, you know, they are free now, and then, you know, but...
So it was founded, was it founded by freed slaves from the United States?
Yeah, quite right. It's founded a free state for the United States. After they returned back, you know, they decided to call our country Freetown because, like, you know, they thought that they are already free from, you know, slavery. And then at the same time, you know, like, Sierra Leone is not too much, it's too free, but, like, it's a free state, you know, but because, like, we are religious tolerant, you know, Muslim can marry Christian, Christian can marry Muslim, no problem. You know, our country is free, and, you know, we are on the coastal part, so, like, we have good beaches and other stuff. Mm-hmm. The country is very rich. It's very rich in minerals, but, you know, we have bad leaders. So just because of the bad leaders, that's why we are suffering like this.
What's the situation with the national government there in Sierra Leone? I know that, again, all I can do is compare it to Cameroon. I don't know anything else about most of the rest of Africa. I know that the dictator in Cameroon has been there for longer than I've been alive, like since, you know, more than 30 plus years. What's you know, who's in charge, if you will, over there, and how bad is it?
Yeah, well, like, you know, we have the government calling out APC, because we have two governance, like, you know, in the United States have the Democrats and the Republicans. So these two political parties are the main parties called the APC and the SNPP. Presently, we have the APC under the Anes Paikoma is our president. But for now, you know, things is going too bad, because we are presently in the austerity measure. We are, the IMF came to Sierra Leone and asked for us to see how, you know, we can go to a system where we can, you know, take off, like, subsidies of fuel. So, like, presently, fuel is so much challenging in the country where, you know, people are straining so much in getting vehicle transportations, you know, and you know, it's not easy and really challenging, especially when, you know, a country like this, you have people, you know, can't eat three times a day, and you have an austerity measure.
Austerity? Is that what you're saying? Austerity measures are in place there?
Yeah, austerity measures.
So the IMF came in there and insisted on austerity measures in order to, what, continue loaning money to the government? Is that the idea?
Yeah, that is what they have said presently.
And yet, so like despite whatever money might be coming in, people are not wealthy enough to even eat three times a day. What does the average person make? You said that you spend $2 to $3 to purchase internet access for a short period of time. What does the average person make in a day in Sierra Leone?
Well, the average person making in a day, because like the poor always become poorer and the rich become more richer. So like for the high end, like people don't earn too much, because like, you know, it's not easy for even get a startup business. Like, right. You can see most of the women are in the market, you know, selling. It's really, really, really tough for people down here. And people cannot make, you know, a day. Like, the earning is like, people can just get like $1, you know. So, like, the earning is not too great in Sierra Leone.
So, $1 a day is about typical?
Yeah. It's really, really, really challenging.
Wow.
$1 a day.
Well, I'm grateful that you've taken the time to call in here tonight, and I know that you told me when we were talking off the air a few days ago that you actually didn't find our show from free-to-air satellite, which is actually a big, it's pretty big in some of the countries there in Africa. Are you even aware of that concept?
So there's in Cameroon and in other places in Africa, there are a lot of people who have satellite dishes on their homes, and this is the way they get entertainment. They get television channels for free, they get radio channels for free, and LRN.FM, which is the network, one of the networks that we're heard on, is actually up available and single blankets all of Sierra Leone. So if you get a satellite dish, which is fairly affordable, I mean, all things considered, I know that in poor areas, people might have to get on a payment plan to get them. The nice thing about it is once you have it installed, it lasts, you know, as long as the equipment lasts. There's no monthly fee to receive the signal.
And so what they've been doing in Cameroon is going around installing these satellite dishes on for people and giving them a way to hear the ideas of liberty, you know, basically 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from the LRN.FM satellite channel. So I just wanted to make you aware of that. If you want to learn more, I'd recommend that you go to the satellite page on our website, which is sat.lrn.fm. When you go there, you'll see there's a coverage map. And that shows you where our current satellite signal is heard, and it, you know, gives you a little bit more details on about how to pick that up.
Yeah, well, I think that would be really, really, really splendid, because even the county in Sierra Leone, we don't have a satellite dish. You know, the county as a whole, we don't have a satellite dish. So, like, if the LRN, you know, we can get a satellite dish where it can cover us, for us to get our libertarian movement, bring young guys to, you know, right around the world to see what they want to see. I think that would be really splendid, because we have our office space now, our newly office space, a very small office space, where it will be very, very important if we can get that dish, where we can lift from other places.
What is the media like in Sierra Leone? Is it all state-run?
Oh, well, the media in Sierra Leone is like, the government have like one media called the SLBC, and then that's the Sierra Leone Broadcasting Service. And at the same time, we have private people on already. But like, you know, media in Sierra Leone, you know, it's not easy to run. It's not easy.
So there are private broadcasters in Sierra Leone?
Yeah, we have more private broadcasting centers.
Okay, that's good to know. I mean, now, are they licensed by the government? Like here in the United States, there's the FCC, which is the Federal Communications Commission, and they hold all the they hold these licenses where they make private owners come and ask them or beg them for permission to broadcast. Does Sierra Leone have that similar kind of control scheme where there's some government bureaucrats who are determining who can and can't broadcast, say, on the radio or television?
Yeah. We have a body that regulates all the stuff, and they call it NATCOM.
So NATCOM.
And IMC. So like those guys, they regulate the system. And if you want to come up with something like that, you have to go, you registered, and go through them, and you can get your own registration.
Gotcha. All right. Well, we'll keep in touch, Mustafa. Was there anything else you wanted to share tonight with our listeners? How about the website for the Sierra Leone Liberty Group?
Yeah. We have a website, and it's www.sll.info. Maybe I will write it for you down so you can take it and maybe.
I've got it pulled up right now. I can share it on the Facebook and Twitter.
SLLG.info for the Sierra Leone Liberty Group. And
Mustafa, I love your bio on here where it just says Mustafa is awesome.
Hey, have a good night. I hope the power stays on. Thanks for calling tonight, Mustafa. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, welcome. Thank you very
much. Thanks, brother. Good night.
And your hospital fund has $10 more worth of Bitcoin.
All right. Now, that was the Bitcoin against Ebola.
Yes.
Is what he was talking about?
Yeah, they actually have something on their Sierra Leone Liberty Group website about the hospital that needs supplies.
Cool.
And they've got the Bitcoin address on there. You click that, it pops open the QR code.
So what we need is more people around the globe taking Bitcoin, especially in areas where, the monetary system is being manipulated heavily by governments. Bitcoin is even more, I think, necessary in those places. So to help seed that, I think, is really, really important. I'm glad that he's listening to the show, and hopefully we'll be able to get them on, maybe get them, have some help with satellite dishes and things like that. You can join us here. You can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, and we've got Skype. You can sound great on Skype, just like Mustafa there. Skype username is lrn.fm. We'll continue with hour number two on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.